show.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen.
Talented.
We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series
talented.
Called Saving Grace.
Talented.
Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
They race to the funny. Don and Mike.
We have a Scientology update for you. We spent about the first hour of the show today deciphering that Leah Remini Scientology letter.
As impossible as it was to do so.
We heard from our publicist.
Really?
Leah has no desire to ever speak to us.
Couldn't be any clearer than that.
Made pretty clear.
Move to another level.
Also, because I care, after we got the news that she didn't want to talk to us, and tried to call her restaurant. And
this was a show unto itself. Don calling L.A. and trying to get the number of Vivian's.
It's out of business.
What? Oh,
it's been closed.
Impossible.
I don't know where you're going to get a really good grilled cheese sandwich now in L.A.
Or, a spinach omelet. Damn it!
That's what he used to make.
Damn.
Going around. Angelo Pagan, the Scientologist. let me see. Big show tomorrow. Give away some cash money on tomorrow's show. Paul Sr. from the Tunnels of Beyond later this week.
That's going to be fun.
And we have a big announcement about the future of the Don and Mike Show on Friday. Now.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
It's your time there, Curly. Hi there.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How are you, Buzz?
I'm well, thank you.
And the announcement is.
Yeah.
We're getting rid of Buzz. Nobody tell him, though.
And we're opening up another Vivian.
We're hiring Steve Harvey.
That's right. I'll be the chef.
That's been your dream, to have us hire Steve Harvey.
But first, we got to get rid of what's his name.
Yeah. What's
Buzz.
His face?
Oh,
what's his name?
Buzz. Well, don't worry. LB's ready. LB is ready.
LB? Uh-huh.
Lisa Baden.
Oh, God.
You.
Your dream.
Well, dream. Let me see that.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Where's the one that says
that's right.
Yeah. That's
A man can dream.
That's just a dream.
Hey, you know something?
Uh-huh. No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Always when it comes to her.
Not just a dream. Hi there, the irreplaceable Buzz. How are you anyway?
I'll start packing. Hi, Donna, Mike.
Oh, come on. Your job is as secure as Mike's.
Well, then, everything's fine.
Yeah, we're all set.
Hey, there
hi, Buzz.
Hi. There are those who never thought for a minute there was any kind of problem with Tom Brady's ankle. And then there are those who can't stop wondering about it. So is it a psych or is it real? New England Patriots Super Bowl quarterback Tom Brady still had that right ankle bound in tape yesterday, and he seemed to have a bit of a limp. But Brady also took part in all the usual drills, even jogging. And the unanimous word from his teammates is he will be playing this Sunday.
Mike, I got to tell you something.
Yes.
That bet you made with 12.5 on the Giants, I think, is looking smarter and smarter.
I'd take him at 12 too. I mean, I think that but I do have that wonderful when I do make a wager. I've lost every Super Bowl wager I've ever made, and I have that amazing feeling of dread.
I got a feeling that Brady is really nicked up, and once people find out he's actually nicked up, that line's going to go down a couple more points.
Well, he's and they're going to target him for that, too, but don't underestimate the deviousness of Bill Belichick. Do you think they'd go all that way, though? I mean, fake the whole injury, him up, and have him limp?
If you go back to the championship game, there was a play where some guy rolled on his leg, and they show him it's his plant foot, his right foot, so he's got some problems. Let's go to sports expert Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Rob?
I think Belichick's original plan was to have him fake a Fred Sanford heart attack. So.
You knew you didn't have a chance, right?
You know, your son's right. Your son is right, really.
You're really not smart.
He's sticking with it, though.
The microphone's off.
It didn't matter. He was doing a start and stop there.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi. Would the MVP quarterback miss a game now after going 18-0? That's the question.
What do you think, Rob?
No comment.
Oh, hey, we got a no comment from Rob.
How dare you? You can't do that to
How
me.
Dare you?
I'm
How
not
dare
that
you.
Stupid.
How dare
I'm
you?
Not all the way crazy.
I'm tired of eating these slimy, sloppy eggs.
There's been some coverage of the Giants, but not much by NBC. After outbidding everyone to get former Giant Tiki Barber for the Today Show and other assignments, current Giants players are refusing to talk with Tiki on camera.
Yeah, no S. You know why? The guy's a dick.
How unfortunate.
Because the guy leaves the Giants. Mm-hmm. The first thing he does is write a book.
Right.
Then the second thing he does is say the team sucks.
Right.
And then, hey, guess what, Tiki? It came back to bite you in your well-coiffed ass.
Amen. Well,
they're a good team this year, and they hate your freaking guts, so deal with it.
That's true. He got
you little maggot, shut up.
He got off the bandwagon at the wrong time.
First thing that pissed him off, his teammates, that is, was his talking about retiring during the 06 season.
Yeah, he effed up that season.
They're still pissed that. Because after that.
That's really dumb to talk about retiring before you do it.
That's right. No, not until the season's over. That's what I say. Good for you, Don. The teammates are still pissed because after that, the Giants started losing a lot of games. Now, NBC is paying multi-millions to a guy who can't really help them with half the players in the Super Bowl.
You know, I don't feel bad for the Giants at all. What's his name? Tiki Barber? Mm-hmm. He dug himself in this hole.
Right.
Absolutely. And, you know, he did all of that. That, you know, that's just the unwritten rule in the NFL. You don't play it that way. You really don't.
If you're going to do it, there's a way you do it. I mean, all these guys, when they become broadcasters, they cross that line where they say, now that I'm a broadcaster, maybe I will speak out of turn. Maybe I'll say something about somebody. But this guy's just, he made Sean Salisbury look like a pacifist.
Did you see The Real Sports with Brian Gumbel?
Did you see about the behavior in NFL stadiums?
Oh, yeah, but also those guys that were like linemen. Did you see the guy that could hardly walk?
I saw that.
God, I get tired of seeing it. It's amazing what they do to the body. It really is. I missed the part about the stadiums.
You got to watch it. It is an indictment about the NFL, but more importantly, it's an indictment on FedEx Field here in D.C. Shows Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. It's the thing that no one wants to talk about, that everybody gets kind of pissed off when you go to a football game now. There's nothing but people that are just out of their minds, drunk, taking leaks all over the place.
Right.
And a lot of it is filmed on game day at FedEx Field, mm-hmm. where you have people who have banners and signs.
Right.
And we see it as we drive into the stadium on Sunday morning.
Right.
And they're proudly standing there drinking out of a traffic cone. They take a traffic cone that's got a bus that's just gone by, put it up to their mouth, they pour three beers inside. And then if you drink that and then you follow that up with Crown Royal, you can be in their club. And while HBO is filming this, they show people taking a leak, standing right by the stadium, and they show people throwing up as they're walking into the stadium.
We're talking about walking into the stadium, not at the end of the day.
Right, yeah.
I mean, their whole thing is what a bad experience it is throughout the NFL, but they happen to put the spotlight on FedEx Field.
Wow, I got to see that
one. Pretty good. Watch the whole episode, Mike.
You know, I would imagine, you've taken Bart when he was little to games. Have you ever gotten in a situation where a fan was around you so drunk? There's nothing I hate more.
And
believe me, I'm a national spokesperson for drinking. I truly am. But I mean, the people that get so out of control that they're screaming and they're cussing in front of your kids, nothing pisses me off.
Yeah, the people in my section change all the time. And fortunately, there seems to be the core group of people that when you get the new people come in and you just go, shut up. But they had a guy on TV saying he was a Bears fan,
right,
and he's
right.
taking his 13-year-old son to the Redskins-Bears game. And the guys were cussing and tossing around the F-bomb and everything. And he said what really bothered him the most was when Grossman got hurt, everybody stood up and said, like, F yeah, F yeah. And he turned around and he said, hey, I got a 13-year-old kid here.
Yeah.
And then whenever the Bears did something that was bad in the game, he said, and watch the HBO show, he said, grown man would lean over and just put his finger in his son's face very menacingly like this, like, And this dad says, I leaned over and I said, you know, you're effing with a 13-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And so then the guy says, well, what did you do? And he says, well, we left the game.
Yeah. I mean, because sometimes you don't have a choice.
We left the game.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I mean, and you only if you have kids and you're at a game with kids do you understand that. And the people that are there, that they don't get it.
I go without kids. My kids are grown up. I don't like some ass sitting 5 yards behind me. I'm all for getting up during the game and screaming and yelling.
Right.
But when you're just sitting there going, hey, F you,
right.
F you, Romo. And then if you dare to turn around, he's like, you got a problem with me?
Exactly.
Fat boy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, douchebag, I do.
It's a problem in the NFL that they're going to have to address.
Mm-hmm.
They really, really are. Well,
you should check out this thing on HBO. It's a local thing. I'd like to get the people that are in this group. It is a group, and they said that they're made up of corporate people and professionals.
Well, it's D.C., for God's sake.
And the whole thing is that, you know, 8 times a year they let their hair down, and they act like frat boys, and then you just see, like, 5 splice shots in a row of guys puking.
God.
Jesus, H. Christ. Well, I swear to God.
Well, nice they could add to the experience at FedEx Field.
What a mess, Buzz.
See, I know. But, see, a guy like Mike, he knows there's a time and a place for excessive drinking.
Yep, and that time is about, I'd say, 50 minutes away for me.
Drawing near.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
The Don and Mike Show.
Aficionados of Tinkle Erotica. Don and Mike.
Buzz Gurdley, brought to you by the 50th Annual Grammy Awards.
Yeah.
Tune in Sunday, Feb 10, CBS. See the amazing musical performances only the Grammys can deliver. The 50th Annual Grammy Awards on CBS, friends.
You show us
hey, Buzz, hold on una momento. All we do have to thank loyal listeners who have emailed us. We've got about 30 emails during the last break.
Really?
Vivian's is still open.
Very good.
Hallelujah.
In Studio City, we've been calling in the wrong
It's kind
area
of a breakfast code. And lunch place.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, I'm going to call now. I just use my cell.
Let's see what's on the menu. See what the specials are.
First, I'll ask for Angelo.
Of course.
We saw the hours are 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
Okay, well, still open for a few minutes. 15 more minutes.
Come on, big bucks. Oh, call. Sorry. Forgot to press that button.
Right.
Calling. Here we go.
You don't have it programmed in?
Not yet, Robbie.
Not on speed dial?
Hit store.
Calling Vivian's right now. Come on. Come on, Vivian's. Hi, Vivian's. Is Angelo Pagan there? No, I did not just call. Can you tell me what your special is of the day? You don't have a special? How about for tomorrow? Do you have a special for tomorrow? Do you have eggs? Do you have eggs, Leah Remini style? Oh, do you know what coprophilia is?
Oh, God.
Do you have sea salt? Okay, bye.
Bye.
Sea salt.
Terminated the conversation.
Sea salt, that rocks.
Somebody give me a C.
Oh, my God.
Prank calls are funny on your cell phone, aren't they?
Yeah. They are.
We'll have to stop out there for breakfast whenever we're in L.A.
Anyway, it's still there. They just moved it to Studio City.
Uh-huh. Studio City.
Angelo Pagan is not there right now.
Oh. But obviously he's still working there.
Sure is. And, Mike, you run a restaurant.
Yes.
What type of a restaurant is it where you don't even know what your special of the day is going to be?
I think you always should have a special no matter what the restaurant is.
Nice look around cafe.
Here's a plug for your show, Bar. What's the special of the day at your place?
I'd have to call. I'd have to call because I haven't been in there and I don't do the specials, but I know we have them. I know we have a dinner special and we probably had a lunch special too. Anyone? I guarantee you we have dinner specials and we probably have 2 of them.
There you go.
I could use the publicity.
All
too.
A person would have to
badly
do is call and ask.
Huh?
Right? All a person would have to do is call and ask what the special is, right?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Oh, Mike's going to make a call.
Where the hell's my phone?
I was speaking theoretically that anybody could call and ask that.
Right. Yeah, anybody could call and ask. Uh-huh. I can't dial out on this phone, can I?
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, I'm Don and Mike.
We'll just go ahead with the news. All right, I can start to dial.
Can I use your phone?
Sure.
Some of Michael Vick's dogs were not put down despite their training as vicious fighters. Some are now at an animal sanctuary in Utah, a place called Dogtown.
What are you doing?
I'm waiting for Rob. Rob just ran out of here. It's like his cell phone's 10 miles away.
They're at Dogtown in Utah. Experts will try to re-socialize.
Who run Dogtown?
They'll try to re-socialize Vic's dogs, try to turn these pit bulls from killers into lovable pets. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, Buzz, I you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with you. I saw these dogs on TV.
Right.
And I think you're an animal lover like I am.
I am.
I think if you looked at these dogs and you saw these sweet dogs, mm-hmm. especially this one that's got the side of his face all patched up, where they show these dogs who know no better, yet the guy was saying like in 6-7 weeks.
Yeah, it's Mike. Can you tell me what are the specials tonight?
Saying that the dogs have been trained, mm-hmm. that they were originally so afraid of people that they wouldn't even come near them.
Yes. And these are experts who are training them. Really good people.
I'm going to bet that's the special at Mike's restaurant tonight as well. Dog.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Hold on. All right. I got to. All right. Here we go. All right. Lay it on me.
Somewhere right now, Michael Hughes is driving off the road. He wants to charge
Japanese
Mike.
Teriyaki beef.
He wants to charge Mike for this.
Oh, so.
Wait. Just I'm repeating this to people. So Japanese teriyaki beef. Then they give me the rest.
And don't forget, it's unwashed fork night.
with a soy sauce over rice.
And a side of lead potatoes.
With vegetables. And what's the other one?
Uh-huh.
Spaghetti marinara. Ooh.
Find the hair.
Served with
your
garlic
meal.
Bread.
Find the hair.
Thank
and
you.
Your meal
thank
is
you very
free.
Much.
Rob Spaghetti.
Bye bye.
Don't forget to call it by its proper name.
What?
Spaghetti o marinara.
How's that for specials, huh? You got two of them.
Pretty
there
nice.
You go.
There you go.
You're no Angelo Pagan.
No way. Mike no Pagan. Way, Jose. Anyway, the resocialization of Michael Vick's dog should make for one heck of a reality show when it premieres this summer on the National Geographic.
So they didn't put all those dogs down then?
No.
I'm telling you, you would look at these Rottweilers, mm-hmm. and they're not all the real angry-looking ones. Right. There are some that are medium. You know, some dogs, they have a nasty look to them naturally.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. sure.
Some of these dogs, I felt so bad when you see like the ears that are half cut off, and they were saying, all these dogs want is love.
That's right.
You know?
Boy, it would be tough, though, especially if you've got children. I would be so scared that those dogs had something programmed into them that might snap at a certain point. You know, not that they deserve to die, but it would seem to me I'd be very frightened to adopt those dogs.
I doubt these dogs will be adopted to homes with small children, but these are experts who are giving these dogs a lot of love. We'll hope for the best.
Yeah, okay. I bet that you're right, but they would just give them to some you know,
right.
young single guy who uses like a, you know. An Ussy Pay magnet. That's it. You know, like,
imagine that. You know, there's going to be some idiot that's going to try to adopt him. Hey, I got Vic's dog.
Yeah.
I got Vic's dog. Hey, see, is it violent?
So that's not going to happen, but the guy is going to be able to use it like he's sensitive. He's going to go, do you like my dog? I'm scared of dogs like that. Well, darling, he used to be one of Michael Vick's dogs. Look at him now. Come to daddy.
I fixed him.
Yeah, and then the next thing she says is, how can I sleep with you?
Yeah, feed me the kitty.
Because you're so sensitive.
The owners will be screened. You can't just adopt.
And after you make love to me, you must take me to Vivian's.
Of course.
For the non-specials.
Oh, heartbreaker. Yesterday we reported on a story from the London Times that said you could now download all the songs you want legally at no charge.
I remember that.
It was about a website that supposedly had the blessing of the world's biggest music companies, which would share the ad revenue from
did
the website.
Did you report a hoax?
I did, and so did a lot of other people.
Woo! Look out! Look out! You know, that's like Hitler saying, well, I'm not the only guy that shot the bullet.
That's right, and I'm not.
Listen to him. Well, a lot of other people did it as well, Mike.
Who did?
Coca-Cola, Ford, other major advertisers were supposed to be advertising on the site. Turns out the whole thing is just a hoax, apparently, to direct you to a website that tries to offer less legal downloads. Last night, after this show signed off, the record companies issued a denial that they have anything to do with this.
Well, it's too good to be true. That's mm-hmm. what that falls into.
Courtesy of the HBO show we were talking about, the Brian Gumbel Show Real Sports, here's a little snippet of the group of fans from D.C. That show up and barf and puke and are disgusting. Seriously. Here we go.
Go to the tape.
Anytime. Wait for it.
Go hard or go home. That means either you tailgate to the best of your ability so you get so drunk that you can't see, uh-huh. or you go home. Very simple.
There's a
get
rookie.
Drunk or go home.
There's a rookie.
The philosophy of a group of Washington area tailgaters who call themselves the Dead Tree Crew, or DTC.
Let's get drunk.
These guys have been tailgating together at Redskins games for 6 years, and they've started every game day the same way, with shots of Crown Royal whiskey at 8 a.m., followed by 4 more hours of heavy drinking, all before they ever even set foot in the FedEx Stadium parking lot. 27-year-old Chris Ferraris is known as the crew's mayor.
Everyone is getting messed up in various ways. I got beer out of a road cone. You got to chug one, you got to chug two. If you chug three, you can be in the DTC. We've already finished a bottle of Crown. We're on the second bottle of Crown Royal. Two bottles of Crown.
Real man.
DTC punch. They said, hey, mayor, get on it. I said, I have to. It's my duty.
Most members of the Dead Tree Crew are working professionals. Some are
you see, you get it because they pee on the trees.
Mm-hmm.
You get
married with children. Tree. But on those days that the Redskins play at home, they revert to frat boys.
Woo!
The Dead Tree Boys aren't the only fans at NFL games routinely getting plastered these days. Similar scenes can be found on a weekly basis at stadiums nationwide, and there's little that the NFL or the local authorities can do to stop it.
Anyway, it goes on, but Most of the people drinking and peeing and puking are right here in D.C.
Wow.
They got some good shots of guys puking in Buffalo and stuff, but it's...
Most of them are professionals.
Mainly here.
I'd like to know what kind of professionals. I hope we're not talking surgeons.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now. The last thing I want to sound like is an old fart, which is becoming harder and harder to do. But, you know, you listen to that, you go, hey, that's funny. I like that, too. But Christ, I'm there paying $200 a ticket. I got to pay $35 to park my car, and I got to walk around some guy that's taking a leak, drinking out of a traffic cone.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way into the stadium, all I hear all the whole way in is, whoa, look at that ass, baby.
Yeah, I mean, you can go and you can drink at a game and have a great time.
And they're talking about me, not my girl.
That's right.
You can go.
Look at that ass.
Sounds like someone's bitter that he's not in the DTC.
You can go and have a great time at the game, but the fact is that guy, that's the kind of guy I can't stand.
Right.
You know, the guy that says, you know, you don't party to the best of it, you go home. So drinking absolutely nonstop, simply to get as blind as you can, and yeah. You know, I don't get it. I really don't. I enjoy a cocktail, especially at a sporting event.
And the other thing that becomes just so apparent, you're talking about these guys that get to the stadium and drink for 5 hours before the game. Then they go inside, they drink for 3 hours after the game. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, they all get in their cars.
Yeah,
and
mm-hmm. Right,
and that's okay.
What could go wrong?
You know, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. They said, it's not like they come in a big Winnebago, right?
They said the Raiders, for one game this year, at one entrance, they got like 8 entrances at their stadium. At one entrance, they had a DUI after the game, and they stopped. They arrested 20 people.
Wow. 20 people.
But only at one entrance.
Right.
So at the other 7 entrances,
sure.
People were still.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're
great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They are bananas. Great. Don and Mike.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How are you anyway?
I'm great. But just in time for Valentine's Day, Hershey is raising the prices on all its chocolatey products. The official announcement.
Uh-oh.
Hershey
squirts. Hershey squirts.
The CEO of Hershey announced this yesterday that wholesalers would pay 13% more for the stuff, driving a 65-cent Hershey bar to 74 cents.
Will that affect prices at Hershey Fart?
I don't know. On the candy, yes, of course. Prices have gone up on milk, cocoa, and the fuel it takes to move the products.
Mike, I believe you misspoke. It's Hershey Park, and you said Hershey Fart.
Oh, no. I said Hershey Fart.
I think.
Okay.
That's what I thought he said.
And, so, Buzz, there's an old adage. Growing up, I was a bit of a candy aficionado.
Yeah.
Candy is dandy, but sex won't rot your teeth.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
You're here.
You know what you should do at Hershey Fart, Mike?
What?
Do the sweet start.
Yeah, the sweet start. We'll let you in early to part of the park.
Look for Mars and Nestle to follow suit.
Maybe your daughter can catch pneumonia there.
Get well, sweetheart. Elizabeth, I love you.
Take the tour. Hershey's revenue, meanwhile, is down 65%, and it's not expecting 08 to be any better.
Well, what's Mr. Goodbar got to say?
He can't be happy.
Is he still waiting?
It'll be all peace, love, and harmony at this year's Grammy Awards. There will be stars, and there won't be any unsightly picket lines for them to cross.
That is so true, Dick.
Stars!
There'll be plenty of union-approved witty banter by the celebrity presenters this year.
Huzzah!
The striking Writers Guild has agreed to let some of its people write for the Grammys because the musicians will be the next to fight for their share of internet sales. Most performing musicians belong to the American Federation of Musicians and the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists. So the writers are showing their support by giving the musicians a pass for the Grammys.
Enough of this.
TV shows suffer.
Just get back to work. Figure it out. Well, this is ridiculous.
They are. The talks are underway, and I hear they're going well.
Or just good. Don't go back. I don't care.
Really? I do, though.
I like DVDs.
I know.
I like PTI. I like DVDs.
Yeah, but you like new products. You like new movies. You like new stuff that's written. You like that stuff. You know, I think we all want to see,
That's why I hoard.
More. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly why I hoard. I've waited my entire life for this day.
Hoarded that stuff.
I've waited. That's the reason.
How would you be if the cigar makers went on strike?
I'm set for years.
Also true.
Years, and he's not telling a lie
he's
either.
He's not kidding.
I mean, I'm telling you something, Jackson. I got CSI season 1 through 8, mm-hmm. Dick Van Dyke season 1 through 5, Mr. Show season 1 through 5, all these things that I've never watched. Right. You know why? There's going to be some time mm-hmm. when there's nothing on. And that's when I'm going to be king of the mountain.
Your day will come.
Seriously.
Nothing on.
I'm going to have cigars. I'm going to have DVDs. And what more? And vodka. What more do you need?
Do you hoard your vodka?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Oh, my gal does.
How much would you have now?
She buys the big, gigantic, you know, those big, oversized
tanker trucks.
She Magnums.
She finds them on sale, and there may be. Hi, welcome to the Alcoholics.
Do you have a flock of geese?
We have about 10 bottles.
That's a flock
of just vodka, of those big gigantic bottles.
Just enough to get you by.
Just through the next big snowstorm.
Not an illegal amount. Maybe you've heard about these businesses that sanitize video movies to remove words, even entire scenes that might offend some families. Daniel D. Thompson made it his business to even butcher PG-13 movies. Now, he's been arrested on suspicion of having sex with two teenaged hookers. He reportedly paid each girl $20 for that special favor. One of the girls was 16, the other 14. And Thompson reportedly told the girls that his movie sanitizing business was really just a cover-up for a porn studio. And would they like to be in pictures? Thompson told police he didn't know the girls were under 18. At 31 years old, apparently 18 would have been okay.
You know, speaking of sanitizing, tip of the hat to Harris Teeter. I saw there, it's the first grocery store I've even noticed this in. They got the big sanitizing dispensing wipes that you pull out, and the lady's in front of me, and she goes up, pulls it out, and runs it across the top of the shopping cart handle, and I thought that was tray cool.
You know, that's about time.
Yeah, really. I don't know if any other grocery stores are doing it.
They are.
Bloom does it, too.
You stop to think about it, like when you're in the produce department. How do you know that peach you're picking up wasn't just picked up by some guy just scratching his balls?
Maybe the guy who picked it.
Well, you do want to wash the peach when you get it home.
Well, what if you're in a rush on the way home and you say, I'm just hungry and I got to eat it right now? Well,
then you got to, you know, what's going in your mouth is what was down there of where we do not speak.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what they do at my grocery store? And it makes me laugh every time.
What do they do?
When, you know, they used to have to hose down the lettuce and whatnot.
Right.
Yes.
Now what they do is
whatnot.
They play a thunder sound. Oh. And make fate lightning,
I've heard of
and
it.
Then water comes out of the sky onto the lettuce. Mm-hmm. And it's like a thunderstorm in the grocery store,
you
know, and I like to die.
You know what drives me nuts in my store?
What's that?
I am pushing my cart down the aisle.
Yes.
And have you seen those big red things that come out like by the cookie aisle? And then when you go by, it makes a sound like...
Hey, coupon?
And it make you stop to say, hey there, Don.
Who's eating cookies?
You can't save money if you buy Oreos right now.
Uh-huh. They know everything.
It's a motion sensor, Buzz. I surprised you didn't know that. Right?
What's wrong with me? The governor of Kansas has said and done some pretty controversial things.
Why are you booing him?
I'm booing Kansas.
It's a her. So no, Kansan was terribly...
Why are you booing him?
Kansas, I'm booing
him. It's a her.
Who he?
Anyway, Kansans were not terribly surprised by this. The governor's son has invented a board game about prison called Don't Drop the Soap. 23-year-old John Sebelius created the game as part of a class project. Very classy.
This is Robert the Mailman.
At the Rhode Island School of Design.
Who is that?
This is Robert, the Angry Mailman for the Don's and Mike Show.
Thank you, Robert.
Rhode Island School of Design, not affiliated with CBS. The governor's spokeswoman says his parents are, and I quote, very proud of John's creativity and talent. The game sells for $35 plus shipping online.
That's fantastic.
And when we return, the annual condom awards.
You know, I don't even drink wine, and I'm pretty sure we must have like maybe, I don't know, 12, 14 bottles of wine.
Wow. You're really starting to sell me on hoarding. Get it? Sell me on hoarding. You know, that's very good. Stockpiling is good. I like that. I think I'm going to dig a big hole and put gasoline in it in my backyard.
John Denver.
What could go wrong?
Right, John Denver. We got to break. Dennis Weaver, his house made of garbage. Uh-huh.
Yay.
McLeod.
McLeod.
What, Robbie?
The late Dennis Weaver.
Oh, thanks for ruining my Tuesday.
Oh, well, I'm bummed.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A couple of pain-in-the-ass jackholes. Right. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, cats and kittens, here's Mr. Alan Freed with the rest of our news. What's happening, King of Rock and Roll?
Hey, Don and Mike. Finally, Well, there goes one of the last DJs in music-heavy Austin, Texas. 24-year-old volunteer at a community radio station put together a playlist, a list of songs for him and the other DJs to play.
Yeah.
This was to be the jazz station's playlist. But the other DJs wouldn't follow Paul Feinstein's playlist. They chose to go their own way. This infuriated Paul. And despite his education at a Christian university, despite the fact he had no criminal record, Paul set fire to the radio station.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Burned it to the ground, knocking it off the air for 3 weeks.
Couldn't that be our station?
Paul can now get 20 years for arson. It's a shame. He could have gone far in radio.
Mike and I will pay for the gasoline.
Yeah, bring the matches, Rob.
By the way, Paul called his particular jazz show Mellow Down Easy. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of
no,
time.
No, no, no.
That's it, buddies. See you tomorrow for the counseling session. Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed? Oh, there you are.
I'm very eager to get home.
Why?
I'm going to rustle up some yum.
Yes, sirree. Don't eat any tree nuts.
Rustle up some yum.
You're smart.
This is the Don and Mike Show.